Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frahill is back with us, Darren.
Yes, good morning, Justin. We're previewing the match tonight, the Irish women in action against Slovenia in the Nations League. Of course, beat Turkey, got off the campaign off to a winning start last Friday night. Difficult weather conditions and a challenging pitch, but a 1-0 win. So it's Slovenia tonight, and their opening fixture was a win against Greece away. We're ranked higher than them, but this could well be our toughest game in the group. The game is live on RTE2, and the player gets underway at 5 o'clock. Lucy Quinn made a return for the Irish team last week. She dropped out of the panel after picking up an injury and then falling down the pecking order under Eileen Gleeson. She's been telling Tony O'Donoghue that it was a challenging time, but now she's setting her sights and helping this group qualify for the next World Cup in Brazil.
Yeah, I feel like when you put an Ireland shirt on, not that you always have something to prove, but you always want to prove your worth to the team and help as much as possible. And it's the best feeling in the world to be out there. So to be back was really, really nice. But it was, you know, a case of trying not to put too much pressure on myself. I'm not long back from surgery. And, yeah, I just wanted to hit the ground running and still got some work to do. But, yeah, I didn't want to let anyone down, mostly.
Do you think there's still a little bit of a hangover from the Wales defeat? I mean, it was so disappointing. Mm-hmm. Everyone, I'm sure, was making plans or at least dreaming about Switzerland and the Euros. We've got to a World Cup. This was the next stage of development for this team.
Yeah, we said early on, straight after the World Cup, that we wanted more major tournaments, and obviously we expected that of ourselves because we have confidence in ourselves as a team. So, yeah, it was massively disappointing, and there probably is a little bit of a hangover, of course. Every time you mention it, your kind of heart sinks a little, but at the end of the day, it didn't happen, and, you know, you can't lounge around in that too long. You have to move forward and be even more determined now to make the next World Cup. Yeah, you can tell that the group, of course, are really disappointed, but we're going to use it as motivation to push on and make us a little bit more hungry.
Well, Tony O'Donoghue joins us now live from Slovenia. And Tony, I'd love to get your thoughts, first of all. You've been following this team for so many years and you've seen so many changes in managers. But I'm just wondering, what is it like under Carla Ward? Very early days, but there's been a lot of changes, a couple of high-profile departures. What's been the feeling in the group since they've come in for this international window?
Well, it's been a difficult, I think, transition, you might say, because there's been a lot of issues outside of Carla Ward's control, if you like. Obviously, the issue with Colin Healy, who was assistant to Eileen Gleeson, and the way his departure from the FAI was handled was difficult. A lot of the players have spoken out about that, not least Denise O'Sullivan, who's like one of the most significant players. Once again, she was the player of the match. I often say it's the Denise O'Sullivan Player of the Match Award. It sometimes is given to some other players, but it's usually Denise. And she's spoken out about that. A number of other players have as well, and they've asked the FAI to, you know, look at their processes, because, you know, letting Colin Healy go in the circumstances in which they did, when he suggested that he was, you know, due to continue in the role, even when Eileen Gleeson was going to lose her job, that was significant. So it's left a bad taste. So Carla Ward has come in and had to deal with that issue. It wasn't of her making. But, you know, there is a hangover, as we call it, from the defeat to Wales, the fact that we're not going to the Euros, and the atmosphere around the squad hasn't been great. So Carla Ward has had to come in and deal with all that. She's talked about a different style, different way of playing, and she's hoping that, you know, she can change the way in which Ireland play in terms of becoming a more a possession-based team. But, of course, that's easier said than done. Now, we struggled against Turkey. We're ranked back in League B, better than the teams we're going to play. You'd expect us to be better than Slovenia. But Slovenia are a coming team. They're ranked 39th. We're ranked 25. They had a good away win against Greece. So, you know, I think tonight's game is a game of equals. It'll be interesting to see if Carla Ward's philosophy can translate to victory on the pitch.
And do you expect them to win, Tony, finally?
I do expect them to win, but, you know, it has been difficult. I have to say that the game against Turkey showed that there's a lot missing in this team still. We're still trying to find the best place for Katie McCabe to do her best for Ireland. You know, she's a very talented player. She's the captain of the team, but we don't seem to be getting the best out of her recently. So yeah, tonight we'll tell a tale as to whether Carla Ward has a new philosophy and a new way of playing, and it can bring us results.
Okay, Tony O'Donoghue, thank you for that. The game once again live on RT2 and The Player. Kickoff at 5, but the build up begins at 4:30, and great to see Niamh Fahey, former international, just recently retired, on the panel there this evening. Before I go, just some rugby news. Reports in France suggest that the second row Emmanuel Mayfou has emerged as a doubt for the Six Nations showdown against Ireland. So he missed the win against Italy on Sunday with a lung infection, and he missed training again with his club Toulouse yesterday. His club teammate Romain Entemac trained yesterday with his club. He's expected to return to the French lineup after serving his suspension.